This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show starts now, and I'm just thrilled this hour. Momentarily, we're just getting the microphone issues worked out. We'll have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on with us again. It's been a while since he's been on. His book, The Real Anthony Fauci, I ordered just in the nick of time. I actually got it before they sold out, and my mom, Grandma Mickey, she's like, I ordered the book, but it's sold out everywhere. I know, it's a bad problem, a good problem, too, because it means people want to read and learn about this guy. Now, I want to say, and Bobby, you're unfortunately, the microphone's not working. I don't know what's going on there. We're quiet on that front. Maybe we do a disconnect and reconnect here. But, you know, one of the things that has been a tagline of the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years is, you remember that one Superdome, willing to go where the truth takes him.
And oh, of course, yeah. It's one of the originals.
And I look at, and I've watched Bobby Kennedy because we first connected at the Autism One many years ago in the midst of just a tremendous influx of information about mercury and vaccines and, you know, Bobby Kennedy's commitment to environmental issues and things. And there, as he told the story here on this show and many times about the many moms who would present him with stacks of information, stacks of scientific research on mercury and vaccines. And he's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. And rather than dismissing it, Super D, he went, all right, I'm going to go dig into this stuff. And he found it was real and at the risk of everything. He had nothing to gain by doing this. He went headlong into not only educating himself on the subject matter, but also being willing to go on the record and talk about it with anybody who would listen. Right. I don't know why we're getting no audio from Bobby Kennedy. This was like, wait, are we hearing anything? Still nothing. Everybody, you want to see Bobby, he's here, just proof. He's amazing. Here I am talking and bragging on him, and he's mute right now. And
you're making it up, Robert Scott.
I'm not. But, I mean, like I said, among the many things that are impressive about this man is that he's willing to go where the truth takes him. And that's not true of most people, even if they're, like, super committed to certain things. If something expands about, like, oh, I don't know if I want to go there. And as I said, at the risk, not to his own benefit, but at the risk of his career so much, he's gone on and taken on some really tough topics. And, again, I pray that we can get this microphone working because this is as important an interview as I ever want to do, getting this out.
I think that's it.
Testing.
Yay. There we go. Hey. We gotcha. Let's get the kids. There we go. All right.
Thanks for your perseverance, Bobby Kennedy. Appreciate you so much. And as I said, this book, number one, Amazon and so many booksellers, and there's hardly anybody that will interview you in the what we call the legacy or mainstream media, and even if they do, I saw the interview you did on Fox with Tucker Carlson. I don't think in that interview I saw he even mentioned the name of the book.
He was really good to me. I mean, he definitely did mention the book. I don't know if the – I didn't see the piece that aired on Fox, on Fox Nation. He talked a lot about it, and that's when we did the full one-hour interview, which – you know, I think it was a really good interview. He also interviewed Tony Lyons two nights later. Tony Lyons, the publisher, he is the owner of Skyhorse. And that interview was very, very good for me. And they showed the book the entire time. And we sold, actually, within 3 hours, the 3 hours that followed that, we sold 43,000 copies. It was powerful.
Yeah, well, in an era where books don't sell as much as they did, you have sold out everywhere. this book, and I'm not, and I know that you want to give credit to a lot of people that have reviewed it, and you know, you do a lot of digging and research. I know you had a great team with this as well. And you know, when I read it, of course, I was anxious to learn about one of the things I'd covered here years ago with my dear friend who's no longer with us on this planet, investigative journalist Liam Sheff, and what he found out about the Incarnation Children's Center. If you want to find out about what a monster Anthony Fauci is, that is one small segment, but a huge and important one in the era of HIV and AIDS and drugs and things that they were doing to the orphans there. This guy is, when I ask the question, is he a man or a monster? I lean toward monster.
Yeah, I think that's one of the more troubling chapters in my book, which I lean very, very heavily on Liam Sheff's research, and also research by Celia Farber, who
yes.
continued to do research while she was, you know, she helped me a lot with that chapter. And she went up, as you know, for people who don't know what happened, after he developed AZT, which was highly toxic chemotherapy drug that killed far more people than AIDS killed during that period, he wanted to extend the use of HIV to new markets. So, of AZT to new markets. So initially he said, we're not just going to give it to people who are sick with AIDS, but we're going to give it to everybody who's got HIV. The next thing he did is, we want to give this to children. And then finally, we want to give it to mothers to prevent maternal transmission, to give one of the most toxic drugs ever approved to pregnant women during their pregnancy. It was insane, and it ended up killing a tremendous number of Africans when he tested.
Yeah, that was the nevirapine trials in Africa and Uganda and things. And we covered that with Celia Farber years ago as well. And I'm so grateful that you're bringing these stories back to light that may have been lost to history. This is, again, so many things that people need to know.
And the story that initially that you're talking about was when he was trying to get approval for FDA approval for children. He got his control over a bunch in seven states of foster homes that had black and Hispanic kids in them, because nobody, you know, nobody who had any power would allow these kind of drugs to be given to their children. And so they had no protection from their parents. He did not assign them guardians, which is utterly illegal. You cannot include a child in a pharmaceutical experiment without an appointed guardian, and yet he appointed guardians for none of them. The reason for that is because none of the guardians would have allowed these experiments to proceed. Many of the children who were involved in these experiments did not even have HIV, and that's illegal. You can't give a drug like that to children who are going to get no benefit from it. And so they had no hope of getting any benefit. They were just testing the safety. They were doing what they called tolerance tests to see what level of the drug these children could handle before they would die. And they ended up killing a lot of them. At least 85 kids were killed. The films of them that were done by BBC at that point with Liam Sheff, you know, basically helping to produce, are among the most heartbreaking films that you've ever seen. There are interviews with these kids who were saying, you know, we didn't want to take the drugs because they were making us so sick. But when we refused, they would bring us down to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital and install feeding tubes in us into our stomach, and they would inject the drugs directly into their stomachs. And they, you know, one of the kids interviewed is talking about, and he's about 12 years old, but he's talking about some of the 8-year-olds that he tried to protect. And he said, I had to tell him, you got to take the drug or they'll put this feeding tube in you like they did to me. And what the nurses said about how they were just killing these kids. And then Celia Farber, who is this extraordinarily courageous investigative reporter, went up to Hawthorne, New York, and found the cemetery where Fauci was disposing of these bodies. And she uncovered an open pit. She lifted up the corner. There was an astroturf carpet. And there were hundreds and hundreds of tiny little coffins in there. And then she traced the names on a bunch of them and, you know, traced them back to Fauci's experiments. Really horrific. He should have gone to prison forever.
Yes. And Bobby, it was people look at this man. He's still making pronouncements like yesterday. He's like, I am science. I represent science. If you attack me, you attack science. How is this mass delusion of this Fauci guy still maintaining itself? I mean, in the midst of this being a number one bestseller, you think somebody in Congress or the Senate or somebody would say, this guy needs to be removed, and here's the evidence why.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the book may have an impact like that on one. Senator Ron Johnson has called me repeatedly as he read the book and said, you know, we're preparing public hearings on this, and I'm taking notes throughout. And, you know, I tried to really write the book as a reference book, as a, you know, there's 2,200 footnotes in it. I want it to be an encyclopedia of this era so that people looking back can verify what was happening, can understand that this was known, what they knew what they were doing, and they did it anyway. And it was very, very well documented. You know, I think the answer to your question is, how is this happening? It's the orchestrated use of fear, which is like a drug to people, and it overwhelms the capacity for critical thought, for critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it invokes a number of impulses that are, you know, hardwired into our amygdala, into the reptilian core of our brain, where when we're endangered, human beings go to figures of authority who offer to protect them. And it's just a natural, you know, and it's one of the alchemies, the strategic alchemies of totalitarianism in every system throughout history. You tell, and Goering said this at Nuremberg. He said, any government, you don't have to be a fascist government, you could be a communist government, you could be a monarchy, you could be a democracy. All you have to do is tell the people they need to be scared. Tell them they're under attack. Point out scapegoat groups that you can blame the attack on, and tell them that we, the government, are the only people who can protect you. And he said, when you do that, people of every system of government will do anything you want them to do if you use fear strategically. And, you know, we've seen the unprecedented use of fear. The weird thing is that my party, the Democratic Party, is going along with it. And, you know, the iconic figure of the modern Democratic Party is Franklin D. Roosevelt. His most famous, important speech is the speech where he said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And he was telling the people, you know, at that point in American history, 30% of our country believed that we should be communist, and another 30% believed that we should be fascist, and 60% of our nation had lost faith in the democratic system and in the capitalist system.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And this was happening all over the world. And, you know, in Spain and France and Germany, right-wing leaders used fear that people felt at that time to lead their people into fascism. And then you had left-wing totalitarian leaders like Stalin, et cetera, that were doing the same thing and leading their nations into communism. And FDR said that's why fear is so dangerous, because it can be manipulated by totalitarian forces to get people to give up their rights. And so, you know, we know this, and Fauci knows it, and everybody else knows it, and that, you know, apparently was the objective, to get us to torpedo the Bill of Rights.
Right, you're so right. And by the way, we have links up to Bobby Kennedy's new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, and we link it up right through Children's Health Defense. If you click on it, you can click buy the book, promote the book, spreading the truth. Even though it's sold out, I'd love you to be able to get it. They're reprinting it as fast as they can. It'll take you right to childrenshealthdefense.org. And by the way, today is Giving Tuesday. I don't know if you realize that. This is an auspicious day to have Bobby on. This is a, you know, there's almost not a day that goes by on our show, Super Don, where we don't reference, if you will, Children's Health Defense article. It's a great resource for great news, empowering news, and it goes to places the mainstream media just will not tread. And Giving Tuesday is a great day to say, hey, I want to support them. Not only get the book, but maybe you want to support them in other ways. And we've had so many people from Children's Health Defense on this show. You can donate. You have recurring donations, one-time donations, cryptocurrency, all kinds of ways. Even send them gold backs, as we talked about last hour, about making viable means of local exchange. But you can send those in. They're viable and helpful. And, you know, Bobby, as far as, you know, your efforts to get this word out, as I said, what benefit is it to you in terms of your stature and status? And even your own family members have attacked you over the last years that you pointed out inconvenient facts about what's in vaccines, etc. And yet you're driven to do it anyway, as I said, willing to go where the truth takes you. What is it about you that says, you know what? What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter about the political divide. We're going to try to get beyond that.
Well, let me just say one thing, because you've mentioned that the book is out of stock. But the book should be back in stock by the end of today. So there's going to be, I know by the end of today, there'll be 25,000 new copies mailed out to people, to customers, and by next Monday, another 100,000. So I think there will be no shortage.
That's great.
Some people are going to order it, and you're going to get your book pretty quick.
You guys get it.
And the amazing thing about this book, you know, is that there's wall-to-wall censorship about this book in the media. We have not had a single, this is the best-selling book in the world for the last 2 weeks. And we have not had a single review in any newspaper in the country, or as far as I know, the world. And we're not allowed to do promotions. So all the Christmas books are getting their promotions, and we're still beating them just because I wrote word of mouth. The independent bookstores, many of them have boycotted us.
Wow.
At the beginning, and even Barnes & Noble has boycotted us. They refused to put our book at the front of the store. They only ordered 6,000 copies, and they're putting the Will Smith book in piles at the front of the store to sell it. And, you know, I'll point out another thing is we've made all the bestseller lists, but we should be number one because we sold the first week 120,000 copies. Will Smith's books only sold 86,000 copies, and we were ranked seventh by the New York Times, and Will Smith's book was ranked one. And God bless Will Smith. And I'm very happy for him, and congratulations. But it shows how threatened people are that the establishment is led by this book, that they're trying to downplay it. They're trying to pretend that people aren't buying it. But despite all of the efforts to censor this book and to try to keep the information from the public, people around the world are going out and buying it. And even when it was out of stock, it's continued to be the best-selling book day after day after day in the world. And I'm really, I'm so grateful to the people who've gone out and bought it, and it really is an act of civil disobedience.
It is.
It's an act of resistance. It's telling the establishment, we are not going to be bound by your strictures. We are going to search for the truth no matter what.
Yeah, it is absolutely, absolutely essential reading. And it broadens and deepens what I already knew about Fauci, having done this, covered this for years back in the days of the HIV and AIDS and AZT controversies and nevirapine. And again, I'm so glad you've connected with Celia Farber as well. These are good people that have been unsung heroes for so long.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Elizabeth Dole announcing the death of her husband, former Senate Majority Leader and presidential candidate Bob Dole, on Sunday. She announced his death, saying he served the United States of America faithfully for 79 years. Dole ran for president 3 times, facing incumbent Bill Clinton in 1996 at the age of 73. Senator Dole announcing earlier this year that he was being treated for stage 4 lung cancer. Health officials in Missouri and in Georgia confirming their state's first cases of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The variant has now been detected in nearly 20 states. USA Radio News. The court has issued yet another setback for President Biden's vaccine mandate. Here's USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Sixth Circuit Court has denied the federal government's motion to transfer the Occupational Safety and Health Administration vaccine or test requirement lawsuit to a different court, while also rejecting the White House's bid to dissolve a stay on the mandate, delivering a blow to the Biden administration's efforts to press ahead with implementation.
Security being increased at retail stores across the country as they face a pandemic of organized retail crime by smash-and-grab mobs. Major stores like Home Depot, CVS, Target, and Best Buy have taken the brunt of the damage by flash mob raids, which have increased in scope and size in recent weeks. Stores in California, Illinois, and Minnesota have been repeatedly attacked in the past few weeks, with the Bay Area being hit hard in particular. Critics are blaming the increase in serious property crimes on left-wing district attorneys and permissive policies by state governments. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And many people will now know about them because of your efforts and what you've done putting this book together, and all the folks that have helped review it, make sure it's proofread. I mean, this is a huge, huge undertaking. And I also see this book and what's in it could bridge the political divide. In fact, you helped create a kind of a email list of a lot of people that are trying to do work in their own respective fields, whether they're scientists or activists, that I'm also a part of, and we review. And that's why we do get a lot of great things that we can cover on this show every day, 6 days a week. One of the ones somebody sent out this morning was interesting. It was through something called the polemus.net. It headlined this, Danger to Society. It eventually came out in September, but we just now found it, Against Vaccine Passports. And what's interesting about this guy, Jim Kavanaugh, who wrote it, he claims to be an avowed Marxist socialist. And yet everything in this pretty much is for all of the people that are conservative, whether they like Trump or not, that are all concerned about vaccine passports. You'd be hard-pressed to find anything you disagree with in an article by a guy who's a Marxist communist kind of thing. And my point in bringing this up is because, you know, you, your family, the Democrat side, it's, there's such a Hegelian dialectic being played on all of us, also with fear, that's how it's done, that we are kept apart artificially, I think. Because when it comes down to the fundamental principles of Americanism that I think is good, you know, freedom, the things in the Bill of Rights, right? We have so much more in common than we have that would divide us. And Fauci, even though he's a product that divides us, could bring us all together in a weird sort of way if people knew what was in this book.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Robert, that it's a strategic aspiration of the elites to keep us fighting each other and to keep Republicans hating Democrats and Democrats hating Republicans. On the issue of vaccine passports, you know, when I was growing up, there was still this you know, lingering indignation among right-wing Republicans about Social Security cards, because it was felt that if there was a national ID, there was a traditional antagonism among conservatives towards having a national ID system, because the national ID system could be used, people understood this, it could be used by government to control the population.
Right.
But liberals also of my era were dead set against it, because we knew that during the Nazi period in Germany, that passports were given to Jews and other oppressed minorities. And during the 60s, 70s, and 80s, when one of the liberal missions was fighting apartheid in South Africa, the most despised part of apartheid, symbol of apartheid, was the passport. It was the passport that every black person in the country had to carry, and it was a way of controlling the population. One of the things that I mentioned when I did, you know, my tour of Italy and Switzerland last week was that the justification for the passport just falls apart when you start thinking about it, because we already know Fauci admits that the vaccines do not prevent transmission. They cannot stop COVID. No matter how many, even if there's 100% of people are vaccinated, COVID is going to continue. And the science is saying that the people who are vaccinated now are equally likely to get COVID as people who are unvaccinated. The people who are vaccinated, the British data is now showing that people who are vaccinated are much more likely to go to the hospital and to die, and people are unvaccinated. So what's the justification, for a vaccine passport if it's not going to stop the pandemic? And then in Europe, you look at who is pushing the passport. It is not the health ministries. The passport is not going to be issued by the health ministries. It's going to be issued by the finance ministries. And the reason for that is because it's going to control your money. It's going to be attached, obviously, to a social credit system, not just your vaccines, but your social credit, not just your vaccine status, and to your regular credit scores. And ultimately, we're going to have we've already developed, which is programmable currency. Digitalized currency is the first step, and we're already moving towards digitalized currency. You don't even see coins anymore in, regular day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Currency is disappearing, and with that comes control, because that means every transaction is trackable and traceable and taxable and can be turned into the big banks can make friction, can make money on the friction of every transaction you make. If you buy a cigarette, a beer, they're going to know about it. But it also, once we have digitalized currency, the next move is programmable currency. And what that means, and that is the ultimate control. So they can make it so your credit cards will not work at establishments where they don't want them to work. So if you don't get your vaccine, what happens? The government says to you, well, you didn't get your vaccine, so you can only leave your house to go shopping. And then they will make it so that your money will only work in grocery stores within 2 miles of your house. If you, I said this in Italy, if you are in Milan and they don't want you to go to Bologna, the government can stop your credit cards from working on all the gas stations going out to Bologna and any shop in Bologna. So your money will only work in Milan. And what happens is there's a subtle transformation where we have a Bill of Rights in this country that, and generally speaking, we can do anything we want to or not. We can travel what we want. We can date who we want. We can take medical interventions we want. We can eat what we want. We can get an education. We can get on airplanes. All of those are rights that the American people have. Once you get that passport, those things become privileges. That are only available to those who comply.
Right. Yeah, but good behavior, right? What is that? And they get to define it. Isn't that the danger of a monopoly?
Some technocrat who's been there for 50 years, who's never been elected, has to tell you, you know, that we've taken photographs of you, facial recognition photographs. You weren't wearing a mask, and therefore we're going to tell you you cannot travel for 5 days.
Or, you know, if they have access to the money that they have monopoly stranglehold over, they can lock your account or deduct it. You know, that's funny that you're bringing this up too, Bobby, because we were just talking with a friend of mine who developed these gold backs, which is gold in the currency itself. I don't know if I'm calling it right, but measurable amounts. It's now legal tender in a number of states, and people are going local. You know, they actually have a means of exchange should the Federal Reserve note tank due to hyperinflationary spirals because of the printing of the money, if you will. And I'm saying, just like you don't want to start growing food when you're hungry, you don't want to have no means of exchange interaction on a local economic level when you have to as well. And so we need freedom, right? Innovation, creativity, imagination, coming up with solutions to these things, because centralized bureaucracies are always, as you point out, captured by certain industries that want to take advantage of that monopoly stranglehold. It's all economic warfare.
Exactly. And this ultimately is economic warfare. And it's about control. And, you know, about ultimate control over what kind of medications you can or, you know, or must take. And, you know, who could have ever believed that we'd be in this situation in the United States? You know, Robert, let me give you sort of an example of these kind of struggles that are artificial between the left and the right, and that are orchestrated by the elites. A kid I went hiking with the other day, who's, you know, kind of got a very, very conservative orientation, and he said to me, he said, well, you know, the liberals are really bad because they want all the immigrants to come in. And I said to him, I said, look, both parties are bad on that. And he said, the liberals are on it because they know the immigrants are going to ultimately vote Democratic. And I said, okay, that may be, but the Republicans are just as at fault. Because the leadership of the Republican Party, which is very business-oriented, wants immigrants into this country at the same way that Democrats do, because immigration, because extra people lower the cost of labor.
Cheap labor, exactly. Yeah.
Cheap labor. And I said, both parties could solve the immigration problem in this country overnight. And he said, how? And I said, all you have to do is make it illegal to hire an immigrant and put one person in jail, one employer in jail.
That would stop it.
That would be the end of immigration. Because nobody would get a job if they weren't a U.S. citizen. And all the people who are in this country who are not U.S. citizens would go back to the countries that they came from because they would not be able to work. You can end the entire immigration problem with no wall, with no guards at the border, no militarized state, just doing that one thing, putting one person in jail, and getting national publicity, and nobody would ever hire an illegal immigrant again in our country. There'd be no jobs here. The truth is, the Republicans don't want to do it, and the Democrats don't want to do it because it gives them both an issue, and they both actually want the immigrants in. It's not something, but they want to fight about it.
This is how the Hegelian dialectic works, folks, and it works in so many areas. You think you've conquered it, and then they trick you again. And just like we're seeing with the variant issue, right? Now, Omicron out of South Africa. And I'm thinking this is economic warfare against South Africa because their vaccination mandate rates are lowest pretty much of industrialized nations, if you will. And they, you know, the globalists, we know, they are all about pharma, has controlled World Health Organization interest, etc. They want everybody jabbed no matter what. They want mandates. They want the passports, all of the reasons, economic and otherwise, that they've promoted. So
they want boosters.
Yeah. Permanent.
You know, the Omicron booster, the deep booster, and every 3 months they have another booster. And they're not, what they're not telling you is that in all probability, these mutant variants are coming from the natural outcome of mass vaccination
right.
during a pandemic. With an imperfect vaccine that is leaky, that does not provide sterilizing immunity, because it turns every single vaccinated individual into a mutant variant factory.
Right.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Scott Bell Show. Almost a Gen Xer, or a Gen Y, if you will, the millennials. I wasn't, but I was harmed by the smallpox vaccine. I had a bad adverse event as a child, but we didn't have nearly the number that these young people have.
No. So, I mean, they got hammered. You look at these kids who are unvaccinated and...
The healthiest kids you can see. They're not running
kids around. They don't get earaches. They don't get sick. They don't get, you know, colds. They look you in the eye. They turn over. They're not crying all the time. It's really breathtaking. And more people are coming up to me. A guy from a meeting I go to every morning came to me. He's a chef yesterday who I never... You know, who would have never been an anti-vaxxer in the past, but because of what's happened, he has a three-month-old, and he hasn't vaccinated him, and he said, the kid is so much more alert than all the babies, and he said, all the nurses in the hospital, that their pediatrician, everybody say that, why is this baby so alert and so connected and so aware of his surroundings, et cetera, and he said, you know, and I know, the thing is, I know a lot of these kids, and it's like night and day.
Yeah. And there's good news, too, and I see that in my own children, much less stories like that, Bobby, is that how fast can creation, nature, and nature's God correct the arrogance of man? In a generation, perhaps, a single generation, if we know what to do. Now, I don't know what concerns me, and this is an ongoing discussion about this mRNA technology. We don't know the long-term ramifications of that. Can we correct that in a generation like we have with vaccine-injured people like me, then have children that are actually healthy by not subjecting them to similar insults, if you will? And that's, again, I don't have an answer for that, but, I mean, we're all very concerned and we're looking deeply. All of the doctors that I work with and that you, we're all trying to come together and find out something so we can actually genuinely help the next generations before it's too late.
Yeah. I think that's what we got to work for.
Yeah. Well, Bobby, it's such a pleasure to have you back on the show, and I want to acknowledge everybody. The books are going to be back in stock even later today, as he said. The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates' Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. This is an international bestseller. It should be everywhere. We have it linked up in the show notes as well, so you can go right to Children's Health Defense, which I think would benefit them even more if you buy it through that. But wherever you get it, get it. And, you know, we'll continue to follow this. And I want to say thanks as well. I didn't get the chance to do this. You remoted into the Advanced Medicine Conference we did in South Dakota with my buddy Dr. Batar, and it was such a great presentation you gave. We did a little Q&A, and it's just such a pleasure because as I've begun to know you, not so much, we don't connect much, but to watch and observe you, as I said, that statement, willing to go where the truth takes them, there are not many people I can say that are, and I can say you are, and it's to your credit, and I just so appreciate being on this planet with you in this time. We were made for a time such as this.
Thank you very much, Robert.
All right, Bobby, you take care. All success, and anytime, you're welcome here anytime, my friend. I know how busy you are, so I want to let you go, but thank you for being here.
Hey, how's that? What is that? Is that an ozone or a...
Oh, this one is, yeah, it's a Synergy sauna, portable, and it does ozone and far infrared, very low EMF, very portable. So in the winter, we get in there and sweat and you know, get rid of the fat-soluble toxins. It's great for winter. So, yeah, do you have one of those?
No. And what is it, an HBOT, too?
No, it doesn't do hyperbaric oxygen, but it does produce some ozone a little bit, but safe amounts, and the far infrared technology. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you may have gotten one of the key technologies to remediate the 5G stuff from my friend Paul at Berterra at Synergy Science.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's been a godsend for my wife as well, because she's very sensitive to these invisible waves, so to speak. And she got energy back in 24 hours that she hadn't had in years because of trigeminal neuralgic pain that saps it every day. And so I love the innovation that is out there. There's genuinely good things happening, Bobby, on this planet. And we have to acknowledge the stuff like Fauci so that we can get through it and past it and help others that are willing to wake up and see it and then make a leap, perhaps, that they didn't think even they could do. But I have faith in humanity, more faith in God than humanity, but I feel and I've seen enough people that have woken up, depending on the level of severity it takes, because it took me suffering as a young person to wake up and see there's more to medicine than toxic drugs from Big Pharma. And I've tried to be a living example for others since that time. And again, your living example, at least one of them that you're leading, is the willingness to look at things that are uncomfortable and acknowledge them and think critically about them and present on them for the benefit of people that are harmed otherwise. And I can't say thank you enough.
Thank you very much, Robert. We'll see you next time.
All right, that's Bobby Kennedy. Y'all get his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And anytime he has a moment, not that he has a lot, he's welcome here. We have a great time with him and appreciate all that he's doing. Remember, it's the God's honest truth. I'm just here to remind you, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.